I was calling to see what your employment status is these days.
USAA would like to do a telephone interview with you if possible on Friday afternoon.
You submitted your resume for a design position that I have available. Carry over to Apple One Employment Services. I see that you're scheduled to come in a second.
Thank you for sending me your resume. Give me a call back when you get it.
I also believe that you're already
in. There is a potential that we will have more graphic artist positions coming to us.
We have a regional meeting this afternoon, and we're going to be actually closing our offices to interview. So if you could give us a call back and see if we can get you in earlier today or reschedule for tomorrow.
If you're ready, I have available.
Is it me or is San Antonio a wasteland when it comes to finding a good, wholesome, satisfying job? Yeah, I'm talking about a fucking career here. I'm sick of the daily grind, the push and shove, just to get your ass into a decent job that isn't going to lead you to say, "Holy shit, I just realized my career hasn't gone anywhere in 5 years." It seems like there are too many recruiting agencies in San Antonio and not enough companies with the balls to hire employees of their own. But hey, if you're into the contract thing, working in 5,000 different jobs and never quite feeling grounded or adjusted, then let me tell you something. San Antonio is the place for ambiguity. That is, unless you're a minority, and I'm not talking about weddos here. If you're a minority in San Antonio, I'm pretty sure you know exactly where you're headed. And if you don't, feel free to float through life while the rest of us grow crazy trying to find our niche. One of my biggest rants about this city is the tycoons. They don't have a clue how to run a real business. Seriously, there are people who are set up in San Antonio running their business out of Oaxaca, Mexico. What kind of kick-ass product could possibly come out of Mexico? Duh, piñatas, dude. They can't print. They can't make quality, anything. Hell, they can't even drive.
Yeah, road, you slow bastard.
Yeah, by golly, they have established shithole businesses here in San Antonio. Sadly, that's a majority of businesses here in San Antonio. And if you're not a business spawned of Mexico, you wouldn't be able to fucking tell.
Why not, man?
Because they're all managed the fucking same. It's the San Antonio way. Everyone has a right to be pissed off about that. Because employment agencies are out there having a 24/7 freaking field day. That is, you know, when they're not having a fiesta.
Hey, Jorge, pass me the salsa.
Aren't employment agencies the biggest shoehorning jackasses on the planet?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Apple Unemployment Services?
Si, this Jorge.
Oh, good. I thought I'd call Taco Cabana there for a minute. Man, I was about to order me a taco plate or something. Anyway, I was calling about the production artist job advertised on Monster.com.
Oh, the graphics job?
Yes, I do believe it's a graphics job that I'm calling about.
Like, isn't it on the website?
Well, aren't you a smart one there, Pedro? Why, yes, here it is, plain as day, on www.monster.com. Say, do you think you could get me in for an interview for that job?
Oh, you need a job? Let's see. I have a book cleaner position.
No thanks there, Pedro. What kind of a graphic designer cleans pools for a living?
Oh, designer? Oh, shit. Why you tell me, man? Well, I got a job for a balloon twister. It pays $25 an hour, and you get to design balloon animals and swords, hats, you know, like sombreros.
Listen here, Pedro. I happen to be a graphic artist. Why would I want to twist some balloons into animals?
Let me call you back.
Before you take off there, Speedy Gonzalez, I just want to know if I can come in for an interview tomorrow about that production artist position.
Like, all our recruiters are busy right now, so I'll have somebody call you back later.
Are you sure I can't come in for an interview? What, are you guys having a fiesta over there or something?
Like, we're really busy right now, so, I'll call you back.
Well, son of a bitch.
That's what I was putting up with for about 3 months. I might as well have sent my resume to outer space. It got so dry, so bullshit here in San Antonio, in the job market that is, that I had to take yet another life-rattling contract job in Austin to pay my steady, yes, oh-so-steady bills. I just wish I could find a job as steady as my bills. Damn, I wonder whom those Apple Nun bunch of lowlifes shoehorned into the opportunities I desperately tried to take advantage of.
Apple Nun, this is Jorge.
Hey, Jorge, this is Ramona.
Oh, hey, what's up, mamacita? What's going on, girl?
Oh, not much. I just barely broke up with my boyfriend, and I need money to go clubbing. Can you please help me with the job? I make it worth your while.
Oh, really? How are you going to do that?
You know how, Jorge, you cochino.
Well, I have this graphics position. It pays $14 an hour, you know?
Is that like with the computer? Let me go ahead and try that. Can you get me in for an interview?
Anything for you, girl. How about tomorrow at 10 a.m.? You know, we can talk about it tonight. Just come by my house, and you can show me your skills. Eh.
Ay, shut up, Jorge. No, don't be doing things like that. God, pinche puto.
Well, if you don't want the job, you know, I can give it to someone else.
Okay, I'll come by your house tonight at about 7.
All right, mamacita. I'll be waiting with balls on.